All right, now it's time to check in with Penny Wrench, the chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, orangecountync.gov, for more information on county government. They had a big meeting last night with a number of items on the agenda, a lot of people coming out and speaking about an item that won't be on the agenda until a work session next week. So a lot to talk about today. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. My voice is coming back after 6 hours of meeting. So, yeah, when I woke up this morning, it was really low. Like, what happened there?
Yeah. And that started with, you were, it was 6 hours. You had a closed session before.
Closed session, which I should say, interestingly enough, folks that came to the meeting thought that we had a closed session about an item that we actually couldn't have a closed session about. Mm-hmm. When you put something out there on social media, some people actually think that it's fact when it's really just opinion.
Yeah.
So.
There's a whole long conversation that we can have about social media.
We tried a little bit last night, and I don't even know how to tell people that they shouldn't believe everything they read on Facebook because, it's just, their friends say, oh, did you see this? And then it's like everybody's liking it and passing it on. So it's a difficult conversation. But, yeah, so we started with some closed session, again, economic development. Mm-hmm. You and I have been talking about this all summer, which is really good. We had to talk with the attorney about some land that we own, which are two things that you can talk about in closed session. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the issue that got everyone out last night was about next week's work session is going to be on gun safety, specifically in neighborhoods near the towns we were talking.
Right.
So what is going to be discussed?
Right.
Next week?
So next week we actually have two work sessions. One is on firearms discharge and safety and noise. And what we asked the attorney to do is take a look at some of the denser neighborhoods in the county that are just kind of outside of the towns. And as you know, people have started building homes outside of the towns. A lot of them, they can still send their kids to the Chapel Hill Corporal School System. But they are not in the incorporated towns. They're in unincorporated areas. Mm. And what that does, though, is, you're building homes near people who have had homes for, like, one group came, they've had their home for 60 years, and mm-hmm. there were no homes around them when they first started living there, and so they they shoot their firearms legally and into berms, and they are within code. But it's starting to, there are some folks that are starting to feel like it's a little bit too close, and so we were asked to take a look at those dense areas, mm-hmm. not northern Orange County, not in rural part of the county. However, it got out on Facebook that county commissioners are going to change the gun ordinance. Mm-hmm. We don't have a gun ordinance. Let's just make that first thing has to be clear. North Carolina, the state does not let you have a gun ordinance. You can have safety ordinances and you can have noise ordinances, but you cannot ordinance guns. So, we had about 20 or so people come. I want to say around 25. Some were signed up, some were not. And most of them, like I said last night, between 85% and 95% of the folks that spoke did not speak about the issue that we will be talking about next week. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I guess is fair because next week's a work session and there's not going to be public comment at the work session.
There is no public comment at the work session. Commissioner Ricky Earle wanted to try and get that in there. But, it's a work session is really a good time for the county commissioners. We just sit down and we talk, mm-hmm. and we can go back and forth with staff. It's a little bit freer. We don't sit behind the dais. We sit at tables, and we need that time to talk to each other in public. I mean, anyone can come to that meeting and listen, and then you can come to the following meeting on the 17th, I believe, or something mm-hmm. like that,
Tuesday. Doing math in my head.
Yeah,
here.
Me too, right?
It's summertime. It's Labor Day weekend.
Oh,
time has no meaning anymore.
And we're
it's
all
fine.
Like
yeah.
our heads are a little fuzzy from the storm, right? The air pressure is like getting to us.
So when we're talking about dense neighborhoods, how dense are the neighborhoods that we're talking about?
Well, so that's an interesting question. At first, we were looking at neighborhoods that possibly density could be 5 homes, and then we went to 10 homes. So the attorney's going to give us, with the GIS maps and helping with planning to take a look at some of these areas that really do have 10 homes that are rather close together, mm-hmm. even though they're in an area where you might have an acre or two of land. It's, bullets can fly. So I think the sweet number is going to be 10, but we're not sure yet because we mm-hmm. didn't talk about that in a work session.
And
but
what is the concern?
So, the concern is, this came to us because it's loud. It's loud. When you're shooting large caliber guns, it's loud. And it can go on for a long time. If you're shooting for an hour or more, You know, the kids get scared, their pets get scared. People are always afraid that bullets are going to come flying onto their property. Mm. We've not had that happen, but I think this is preventative. And, a couple of years ago, we talked about this, about 3 years ago, maybe 2.5, and we created a gun committee, and we had people from all over the county, north, south, west. Mark Markopoulos always wants us to mention that there is a western part of Orange County, and it's in the southwest also. So, we've had input. We've talked to law enforcement. We've talked to our attorney what we can and cannot do. We know what we can and cannot do. So this is just another. This is the next step because folks once again are feeling threatened. And so when people are feeling unsafe, it really is the county commissioner's job to look at the issues and see what we can do about it. And so we don't know if we're going to create this overlay, this density overlay. We know that Durham County has created a density overlay, and it's worked for them. They've not had any complaints or, if the deputies get called out, they go out. Same thing with our folks here. The sheriff's office is always responsive to gunshots. Gun sounds. It's hard to determine once you get out there if it's within ordinance or not. But we're hoping that most people are shooting and practicing within the ordinance.
Mm-hmm. So what would the density overlay do exactly?
I think that we're going to have a couple of options, and it may create more of the ordinance for noise. Reduce the time for when you can actually be shooting, which is the respectful thing to do now anyway. But in some places where it is too dense, we might have to stop the shooting in those areas. And so I think that's what the work session is going to be talking about. But again, it's not in the northern part of rural Orange County, as this Facebook post said. It's not, and it's not in southwestern part, rural part of Orange County. We are not coming to take away anyone's guns. We're not asking you to stop your firearm practice. And, when we know you, practice makes perfect, right? You do get better when you have firearms. And there was a gentleman, I called him on the phone today. I didn't get a chance to speak with him, and he was really eloquent. He's been shooting guns for 40 years, and he explained to us how he shoots his guns and what his target practice is. But he also, at the same time, talked about being respectful toward your neighbors and not shooting on Sunday and not shooting at night. And I called him to thank him. I didn't get him on the phone, but I'll try and call him back because it was really, I think, a thoughtful comment, and I appreciated it.
Speaking with County Commissioner Penny Rich, orangecountync.gov is the county's website, and that issue is going to be on the agenda for next week's work session. This week's meeting didn't have that on the agenda because there were several other big items on the agenda, including one resolution, one proclamation.
Yeah, right? So the proclamation, of course, was for the 1619 project that we've all been talking about, 400 years of slavery. We're actually the first slaves that were brought to America. And this was brought to us by our HRC, our Human Relations Committee. Really a great group of people working on that committee. And a lot of places have been passing this proclamation along with this project. So we were happy to have them come and read that and get that proclamation covered. And then we also had a resolution that I worked on with Sterling Carter, Commissioner from Caswell County, denounced actions of the KKK and that group, along with other white supremacy hate groups, neo-Nazis and white nationalists. And both of those came at it. It was interesting because of the mix of people that were in the room. It's always a mixed bag when you walk out into the county commissioner room. You never know what's going to happen. So, but it was good. I'm happy. We talked a little bit about the march and how quickly that march came together, and the organizers. We applaud them for certainly getting that up and moving. It's made national news. We are a little town in Hillsborough of 6,700 people, and they were able to get 800 to 1,000 people out within a couple of days to march against hate. So, that's really the message when we pass these proclamations and resolutions. It's denouncing hatred, but really just showing people that we are a diverse community, and we have strived to be a diverse community, and we will continue to do that.
And I think one of the really cool things that came out of that last week is that you mentioned Hillsborough made the national news for that march, and that's just a week after Hillsborough also made the national news in a much more negative way,
right,
when, what was it, 13, 15, 20 KKK members came in and were demonstrating. That also got national attention. And then this, a week later, really showing the country what Hillsborough stands for.
Right. And, you know, they were basically saying, this is not happening in our town. Mm-hmm. And you can come back. And, the night before, all those flyers were spread around. And, if you want to read some hate, that's some good hate right there.
Mm-hmm.
But Hillsborough's just like, yeah, we're going to stand strong. We're not going to do this. And people came from all over the county to march with them. It wasn't only Hillsborough residents. It just was a really good feeling. And then the next day on Sunday, there was a press service. I was not in town, so I missed all this, but I was there in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Where they talked about unity and last night we talked about our board is majority white people. And it really is up to white people to make this happen. I mean, black people have been trying for hundreds of years. It really is white people to recognize the flaws and make sure that we are part of that unity and part of that discussion. So we're going to try harder every day, and HRC is going to work throughout the year to bring programs to us and make sure that we have those conversations. Deb Strumman is the chair of the HRC, and I know you all have her on a lot. And she was there last night. We talked a little bit about more of the programming. And those conversations are hard when you try to put those programs. And last week I said that, there was a program that folks came out of and no one was really feeling good about it.
Mm-hmm.
And Debbie and I talked a little bit about that afterwards. And I didn't mean it in a sense where it wasn't a good program. It's just a hard conversation, right? And sometimes when you come out of these hard conversations, it's not always a great feeling, but the conversations have to take place. And so we're very grateful for that committee.
Other things on the agenda from last night?
We passed a couple of ordinances about, when we have public hearings on ordinances, just so combinations of land that never were supposed to be split. So we did a little bit of that, tidying up. As you went through the county, we found people that owned land and had like 16 acres and 14 acres were zoned in one thing and 2 acres were zoned somewhere else. So you need to bring that together. We also talked about starting to move forward with the northern campus where the jail is going to be and the ag center and deeper. And I think we're ready to roll on that. So we're going to see some construction on that real soon. I'm hoping sooner than later because we need to move for that. The current jail is just not a place where we want to hold people anymore.
Yeah.
So that's the biggies. And like you said, next week we're going to have a work session. We're going to talk about boards and commissions also and how we are. We all have our liaisons to boards and commissions, and sometimes we hold on to them for a couple of years, sometimes we don't. And Mark Dorson's idea was we should all be moving around a lot more to make sure that we all experience the boards and commissions. And we like that idea, but there are some little, bumps along the road to make sure that everybody can do that. So we'll be doing that. And we also will be having a public hearing, which is a special meeting before all the work session starts. And again, this is about an economic development project that is we've been working on all summer, and it is finally coming up.
Yeah.
And we have to have a public hearing to make sure that the incentives and the land use and everything is copacetic with all the neighbors, and we're going to rock and roll on that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking with Penny Rich, again, orangecountync.gov for more information. As we wrap up, obviously we've got a storm coming. What is the county doing to get ready for tomorrow?
Yeah, well, our hometown hero, Kirby Saunders. Thank you, Kirby. We love Kirby. He is on top of it. He's probably going to stay up all night tonight and tomorrow night, knowing him. Because he is just amazingly dedicated, as most of the emergency services, the sheriff's department, and all our service people are. So Kirby's been sending out emails to everybody to make sure that we have our kits ready, that we have water, that we are charging our phones and devices and everything that you need to be charged. Take the stuff off of the deck if you think that it's going to get a little too windy. We don't know if we're really going to be hit with a lot of wind right now. I mean, I heard you do the weather a number of times today, and it looks like it could just be a rain event.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a flooding event. We're not quite sure, right? I mean, remember last year when the cars were sort of floating around?
Yeah, there was that one morning here at the mall.
Yeah, that was kind of low. Yeah, so we don't know. No, know. I mean, if the storm moves in or it stays over us like it did over the Bahamas, we can get more than 2 to 4 inches. And that's a little bit scary for areas of Orange County, especially down here in the southern part where, excuse me, we know right across the street it floods. We know your parking lot floods. I know there's improvements that are underway here, but not quite finished yet. So
yeah. And it's always going to be a flood-prone area.
I think so. Yeah.
How do you plan for a hurricane? I mean, the thing from Florence last year was, oh, it's coming for us. It's coming for us. Oh, wait, never mind. It turned to the south.
Right.
Oh, we really dodged the bullet. Oh, no, never mind. It made a right turn, and now it's coming back. And then what was that, like 5 days after?
Michael, right? Yeah, was it Michael?
Yeah. Michael was a whole nother one, but then Florence was like 5 days after the hurricane hit, it came back around, and that's when we got the flooding.
Right,
and
right.
you've got to be ready for literally anything with a hurricane.
And you know, that's what the hurricane season is about. You know, and
that 7 month period.
You should just always have a little kit ready. And I think that's what Kirby tells everyone from emergency services. Just have a kit ready. You know you're gonna need some food. You know you're gonna need your backup batteries. Flashlights are always good. Matches, candles. You know, things like that. And I remind everyone that water, believe it or not, does come out of the tap, right? So if you have containers at home, mason jars, whatever, fill some water up, you know, so you can have some extra drinking water. It's okay.
You know.
You'll get your power back on. You'll be able to flush the toilet soon. It's not that big of a deal. Yeah.
OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on county government. We'll leave it there. Penny Rich, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Awesome.